Hello, and welcome to the Healthy, Happy, and Mostly Sane Entrepreneur. I'm your host, stress management consultant and coach, and mostly sane entrepreneur, Ellen Leonard. Each week, I share my obsession with figuring out how to prioritize your own health and sanity while running a business, because I don't think you have to sacrifice your own health and well-being to be successful. So please stay tuned for today's episode full of actionable tools. And don't forget to hit subscribe to be sure you don't miss out on future episodes. Hello, and welcome to episode 5, How to Work at Your Best. And in case you couldn't guess, this episode is all about how you work at your best, what that looks like, what that feels like, and how to get more of it. So the past few weeks, especially episodes 2 through 4, we focused on how stress impacts you physically, mentally, and emotionally, along with a bunch of ideas about how to start to manage that stress. So to be sure to check those out. But it was all from this idea that not only would it be awesome to have less stress and be more calm and more in control and healthier and more focused, but mostly, if I'm being honest, I just really want to be able to get more done more effectively. Like, I just want to be better at that. So yeah, it's great to be healthy and happy and a little less crazy. But the end game in all of that is that I'm working more efficiently. I'm able to work more effectively at my best. I'm working at my best more often. In this episode, you are going to learn why you care about figuring out how to work at your best. Like, why is this so freaking important that I would devote a whole episode to it? And then number 2, what actually supports you working at your best? And I emphasize the you there because whatever was working for somebody else might not work for you. So you need to figure out what supports you working at your best. And number 3, how to create more of these times when you are able to work at your best so that you can set yourself up for success, especially when you want to focus on a specific project or task. So we're going to dive right in. And as we start to explore this idea of why you might care about figuring out how to work at your best, I thought I would give you some really awesome examples of how I have not worked at my best, things I have done, and what has happened as a consequence. So I thought I'd share some fun stories. Oh, wait, no, these are about a friend. These totally aren't about me and totally have never happened to me at all. So here are some examples of somebody, not me, again, definitely not me, not working as the best version of themselves. Okay, so let's say in example 1 that you want to stay up late to binge watch an entire season of Game of Thrones because you forgot some of Arya's storyline, right? So you're going to stay up super late and be really invested in a very violent TV show. And then the next day, let's say, because you got very little, if any, sleep, you can't seem to focus and your brain is a little foggy, but you're still trying to get work done. You're still trying to get tasks done throughout the day. How do you think that went? Spoiler alert, not very well. I seem to be very good at getting things done like laundry or cooking, things that required no brain power. But when I was exhausted and my brain was not able to focus and was totally foggy from being so exhausted, I wasn't able really to focus on anything that I needed to get done in regards to my business. Now, again, these are all hypotheticals. I keep saying me, but I don't mean to do that at all because I'm totally at my best all the time. It's exhausting. So let's go on to example number 2. Let's say that you skip yoga because you were getting so much done on your latest project. You're in the middle of updating your website. You're rocking it out. Magical things are happening, everything's aligning, and you skip your yoga class. And later that day, you begin to notice that you're maybe a little quicker to anger and yelling at maybe a soft, cuddly cat that probably did not deserve to be yelled at. Luckily, the cat doesn't care because it's a cat. It's doing whatever it wants anyway. But then you also notice, so in addition to messing with your emotions by not doing this thing that you know supports you and helps you work at your best, but and then the next day you notice that you've got some back pain going on. And so you just power through that, right? You're just going to power through that. But that pain that's just sitting there in your back lurking because you're not doing anything about it, oh, it makes you quick to anger too. And so when your computer doesn't do what it's supposed to, the computer gets yelled at. Also, the computer didn't care. But at this point, you aren't even thinking about work. You're just mostly grateful that you didn't throw your computer against a wall because it's expensive and has your whole life in it. So that wouldn't have been really a good move. But I'm guessing that yelling at your very cute, snuggly cat or possibly your children or loved ones or really anyone, and then maybe throwing computers against walls, these are really great examples of me not, or someone I know, of me not showing up as my best self, right? These aren't times when I was going to be able to get what I needed to get done because I didn't set myself up for success. And for example number three, we will just say any time that I did not eat when my body wanted me to eat leads to what's called being hangry. I don't know if you're familiar with being hangry, but for me, being hangry is like releasing an angry bear into the world that it's just too late to save. The whole day is a wash. It also leads to very bad food choices as well, which then doesn't support me working at my best either. So basically skipping a meal, like missing that basic need that my body and my brain too, right? My brain needs food as well. My body, my brain, my mind, nothing was able to focus after that. I wasn't able to get anything done. So those are just a few examples of not working at your best and some things that led to not working at your best. And so we're going to flip the tables and consider defining further what working at your best looks like, because it looks different for everybody. We're all different. And when I talk about you working at your best, I mean, however, that is defined for you. You're not going to magically become another person. You're just going to become the best version of yourself. And for me, when I'm working at my best, I'm confident. Like I'm really sure about whatever it is that I'm doing. I'm kind. I'm not yelling at any cats or computers or anyone. Oh my goodness. I'm not yelling at anyone. That's the ideal. My emotions are even. I still experience emotions because I'm human, but they're even. They're within my control and I understand them, right? They aren't taking control of me. When I'm working at my best, I'm really focused. I'm so clear on what it is I want to accomplish. And then I'm able to do that. And I'm also driven. I'm very passionate about what I do. And when I'm working at my best, that really comes through whatever I'm doing, whether it's in a podcast or when I'm working with a client or when I'm writing a blog or anything else, or when I'm presenting or teaching. All of that comes through. Me at my best has all of the qualities that I just described. And so I'm guessing that if you were to sit down and consider, well, who is it that shows up when you're working at your best? So that's actually going to be your first action step is who are you when you're working at your best? I'd love for you to take a few moments to sit down and maybe even just brainstorm the last time that you were working at your best, a time when you got a project done that you didn't think was going to get done, or that you were really amazing at writing or presenting or teaching or pitching or selling or something, that you showed up as the best version of you. And I'd like for you to note the qualities of that. So brainstorm those qualities, like who was that person? What was that like? So that you can notice it more when you do have those moments where you are working at your best. Because when you start to notice them, When you start to be fully present with that experience of working at your best, you can start to duplicate it, right? You can start to create more instances when you are working at your best. And if you are driving, just know that all of these action steps will be in the show notes, so you don't need to write anything down. I gotcha. So now that you have an idea of maybe what it looks like when you're not working at your best, hopefully some of my examples resonated with you. And maybe you've already brainstormed your ideas of what it is like when you are working at your best, who that person is. We're going to start exploring what supports you working at your best. What are the ingredients that go into whatever that looks like for you? Because again, I want to emphasize, we are all different and that's fine. But how are you going to support yourself in being able to show up again and again and duplicate whatever it is that goes into you being able to show up at your best? So I'm going to suggest three main ingredients for this, and we're going to go through them, but feel free to add your own ingredients as we go through this of things that go into you showing up and being able to work as the best version of you. So the first thing, the first ingredient that I think is maybe the most important is that your basic needs are being met. And this is something that gets overlooked. So often, I can hardly even believe how often this gets overlooked, because simple things like getting enough sleep, eating satisfying, healthy meals at predictable times, not feeling like crap, these are all things that go into you feeling and working at your best, right? And I'm still always surprised when people are bragging about, oh my gosh, I've been working so hard, I haven't slept in weeks. Oh my gosh, I worked so hard, I haven't had lunch all this week. And I'm like, are you seriously bragging about diminished health and diminished cognitive ability? Because that's what I'm hearing when people say stuff like that. Like, oh, I don't have enough sleep to work at my best or to function at my best. Or, you know, I'm really starving and I'm going to be irritable for the rest of the afternoon because I skipped lunch, but that's all power through that. And also, my brain isn't going to work as well because it hasn't been fed. And yeah, so there's lots of consequences when we as humans are not meeting these basic needs and not prioritizing these basic needs for ourselves, understanding that those are the things that go in to allowing us to function at our best, at our optimal capabilities. So I'm going to go through that list again because I did rush through that. So some basic needs that might be impacting your ability to work at your best is number one, sleep, right? We all know how it feels when we have not slept well and the consequences of that. Now, again, I will say, I've said it before, parents, I am so sorry you're just screwed for a while until your kids get older, okay? But the rest of us, for the rest of humans, ideally you're getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. It's predictable. You're going to bed at a regular time that allows you to be a diurnal creature. And what do I mean by that? I mean, humans are meant to be asleep at night, okay? I don't know why we don't all know that, but ideally you're asleep at night and you're awake during the day. So that will help to set you up for success when you're trying to work at your best. Number two, eating satisfying, healthy meals at predictable times, right? You want your body to feel confident that not only are you going to let it get enough sleep and set it up for success that way, but you want your body to feel confident that you are going to feed it. So it doesn't have to freak out and be like, when am I getting my next meal? I have no idea what's going on. You're just giving it food at predictable intervals. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that works for most people. Maybe you hate breakfast, so it's just lunch and dinner. But your body knows that around maybe noon every day, it's getting lunch. Around maybe 6 or 7 every day, it's getting dinner. These are things that your body can rely on. And so you can also include healthy, satisfying food. So I know we've all gone and grabbed McDonald's super fast when you were already so starving that you could barely see straight anymore. But I'm guessing that that didn't really satisfy you and didn't lead to you then being able to work at your best after that, right? When you give your body something that you think is healthy, right? That your body views as healthy and satisfying, you're much more likely to be able to continue to work at your best. And I would like you to especially focus on lunch, right? Because it can be so easy to be off in our afternoons. So off emotionally, less able to focus, a little more tired. But one of the things you can do to set yourself up for success is have a predictable lunch every day, something your body can really grow to rely on. And number three, basic need being met. It's kind of a broad category of just not feeling like crap or being in pain. And I know that's a really broad category and it seems so simplistic. But what I mean by that is, you know, if you're sick, you're not going to be able to show up as your best self, right? And that's not saying get better. That's saying, well, of course, I want you to get better. That's saying maybe changing your expectations for yourself when you're sick. Or if you're in constant pain, understanding that that might be getting in your way of being able to work at your best self, as your best self, as this awesome version of yourself, because your body and mind and emotions are distracted by feeling bad, by feeling pain. So keeping that in mind, and that pain can be emotional, mental, physical, all of those things are going to get in your way of you working at your best. So we're going to move on to the second category of ingredients that can help you show up as your best. And this is your environment, right? And understanding that different environments for you will support you working at your best at different tasks. So I'll give you some examples. So when I first left my 9-to-5 gig, my 9-to-5 job, and became an entrepreneur, started my own business, I imagined that I would be sitting at a coffee shop with my computer. And I just had this such a great visual. Like I was really like cute and trendy and I had a hat on and I had my coffee there. And like all this magical work was getting done at the coffee shop. And I was just laughing. Oh, it's just so magical. Yeah, I'm sure if you're an entrepreneur or business owner, you're laughing at me right now because maybe you thought the same thing, or maybe you weren't so naive as to think that, but I totally thought that. And so I went to a coffee shop and tried to do most of my work there. And I started to get in my head a lot about why can't I get all my work done here? What is wrong with me? And here's what had happened. I had started to make friends. Oops. I started to make friends with the people at the coffee shop, which when you're trying to do a project, to finish a project like updating your website or creating a sales proposal or writing a proposal to present at a conference, those things that require a lot of focus, a lot of concentration, are kind of hard when you're hanging out with all your friends at the coffee shop, because that's essentially what it had become. So it had not become an environment supportive to those really focused tasks, but it was supportive to other tasks. I was really able to do any kind of training that I wanted to get done, or a podcast I wanted to listen to, because hanging out in a coffee shop really lends itself well to you doing like a 30 to 45 minute task and then taking a break, right? So I found that that was really supportive for me. Also, responding to emails, really easy to do in a coffee shop hanging out with my friends. Those are things that I was able to do there. I just had to find a way to get the other things done as well. And so as I'm describing this, maybe those are things you can totally get done in a coffee shop. Everybody is different. But I think it's important to think about things like noise and just general activity around you. Things like lighting, right? A lot of times the lighting can affect our ability to work. Internet connectivity, right? I am not updating my website anymore at the coffee shop because their internet is notoriously not reliable. So I, instead of going and being like, oh, I was going to get all this work done and now the internet's down and I'm so super frustrated, I just don't even try anymore, right? I go where I know the internet's going to be super awesome and totally hook me up. So thinking about your environment and the tasks that you're doing in them to set yourself up to work at your best. So what environments support you working? Do you need to have music playing? Do you need it to be totally quiet? Do you love the hustle and bustle of an active space? What is it that supports you? So the other thing I'd like for you to consider when you're thinking about how to support yourself in showing up and being able to work at your best is timing. When are things happening? And is that the best time for those things to happen? Now, sometimes things are totally beyond our control, right? You're busy driving kids from here to there. You're busy with this client and that presentation. You've got a lot of stuff going on. I get it. But for your most important tasks, for the things that you value most, for the things that you really, really want to show up as the best version of yourself, I would encourage you to consider the timing. Do you work better in the morning, first thing? Do you work better in the afternoon or in the evening? Or are there better tasks that are suited for early morning, late morning, right after lunch, early evening for you? Thinking about that and being intentional about when you are trying to get these things done. For example, I cannot do those focused tasks, those things that require really hardcore clarity and focus in the afternoon or evening. I just can't. My brain does not do that. My brain is done with that stuff by afternoon. So my most important tasks, the ones that I really need to be focused on, generally happen in the morning. They are scheduled into my calendar in the morning. And that's the other thing about timing. You want to make sure that you are allowing yourself enough time to finish whatever it is that you are wanting to work at your best on, right? If you're working on a specific project, you're writing a blog, you're getting your sales presentation ready, you're working on a click funnel, whatever it is that you really want to show up for or that you find particularly challenging, make sure you've allotted time in your schedule for that. Honor that and take it seriously so that you can show up at your best and you know that whatever that is that you really value will get done. So we went through a bunch of different ideas, all of which you'll find in the show notes, to help you show up and work as the best version of yourself, showing up and working at your best. And so I'm going to add two action steps as we end today's podcast. Action step number two is maybe consider brainstorming the things that do prevent you from working at your best, right? I gave some examples jokingly of things that get in my way, like skipping yoga, skipping a meal, things like that. But what are some things that you know definitely do not support you being able to work at your best, right? What are those things? So maybe make a list so that you can set yourself up for success by making sure that they don't happen when you're trying to prioritize something that you really, really want to get done. Action step number three is I'm going to ask that you make a list of three different tasks that you do for your business each week. So this could be writing emails, this could be writing blog posts, this could be whatever else you got going on, website maintenance, I don't know. So make a list of three different tasks. And I'm going to ask that for each separate task, you brainstorm ideas that allow you to show up and work at your best for each of those tasks. So is it making sure that you've eaten? Is it making sure you get enough sleep the night before? Or making sure it's fitting on your schedule or that you're doing it first thing in the morning when your brain is ready to go, or you're doing it in the afternoon because that's when you think at your best? How are you going to set yourself up for success for these weekly tasks? As with all of my podcasts, these are just a few ideas to get you started on the path of doing whatever it is we're covering in the podcast today. It's figuring out how you might be able to work at your best more frequently. But I'd love to hear your ideas. Maybe something I said sparked an idea in your mind. And I hope you'll reach out and share that via email or in the Facebook group. I'd love to hear from you. And so what might the end result of figuring out how you work at your best be? The end result can be when you understand how you can work at your best, you can create the conditions to allow that to happen more frequently and allow it to happen when it's most important to you. If you have a client you really, really want to get and you want to work on that sales presentation, you want it to be the best it's ever been, you can use these strategies to really help support you. If you have a website issue that has been making you crazy, you're super frustrated by it, you can use these techniques to help you show up at your best to tackle that challenging thing in your business too. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode full of actionable tips to help you figure out how to work at your best. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes, and I hope that you have a healthy, happy, and mostly sane week. Thanks for listening.